Live from Alba, Texas, and the Skeeter Owners Tournament is Jeff Stone. Jeff, welcome to the Bass Fan Army radio program.
Thank you, Terry. It's nice to be a part of it. Nice to speak to you again.
Well, you and I have known each other a lot of years, and boy, it seems like every year Skeeter continues to raise the bar when it comes to owners' tournaments. And right now you're down at Lake Fork, Texas, fishing that big event down there, and almost 1,000 boats are out there at Lake Fork trying to catch a big one.
That's right, Terry. I tell you what, this event the last few years has just grown beyond our expectations, and it's an event that we really enjoy putting on for our owners, and you know, it's just turned into an outstanding event, something that we look forward to every year.
Well, guys come from all over the country. You know, you think about this thing, Skeeter Boat's a national brand that continues to grow, and you guys have got boats from everywhere.
That's true, Terry. We have owners that each year plan their next year's vacation around this event, and they come as far away as Washington, the Northeast, and last year I think we actually had a couple of international customers come and fish the event. So that's true. I mean, you can walk through the parking lot and you see almost every state in the Union represented.
Well, when you think about 1,000 boats, you know, Lake Fork is a very sizable lake, but 1,000 boats is going to be a little crowded, but guys are out there competing and they're trying to win some prizes that you guys have put together.
That's true, Terry. We this event is, as I mentioned, it has grown to about 1,000 boats. Last year we had about 850, and as of yesterday, we were about 30% ahead of last year's registrations, but it's growing. It's a very popular event, and we've really, our vendors and our sponsors have really stepped it up in a big way. The prizes that we have to offer, well over $100,000 in prizes. The winner, you know, takes home a brand new Skeeter SX200 with the Yamaha 200. And, you know, there's a lot of other exciting parts of this event. One of the most popular is the Great Skeeter Duck Hunt. And, you know, if you're not catching fish, you can actually, you know, move around on the water and try to find one of the little rubber duckies that we place on the lake the night before. And at the end of the tournament, they're very valuable commodities, where we give bags of fishing goodies, you know, with retail values up to $600 and $700. So there's a lot of things to do here. Not only fishing, the event has grown. It's got a very large festival type atmosphere. We have our interactive trailer here. We have events, things for kids to do, a catfishing tank as well. And a unique thing this year, Terry, that really developed, each year we challenge ourselves as to how we're going to raise the bar. This year, we have added an element to the event that's really special to everyone, not only at Skeeter, but also our customers and our owners of our product. We have added an element to the event where we're raising funds for local and national charities. And we've added a silent auction that we're very excited about. Had a great participation from our vendors, our pro anglers, and other sister companies as well. And also we asked our customers to bring a toy. And our objective here, and it's already taken place, I noticed it this morning, is to fill up one of our boats with toys. And we will distribute all these toys to kids over the Christmas holidays this upcoming Christmas. So this event has gone from a very big event where we recognize and show our appreciation to our customers, but very exciting and near and dear to all of us, including our customers, is the element that where we're contributing to those in need and those national organizations that take care of you know, anyone from AMBUCS to CASA, which is our court-appointed special advocate group that helps represent foster children in need. So anyway, that, you know, again, I could talk all morning, Terry, about this event, how it's grown and how it touches the lives of so many people, not only in the fishing aspect of our lives, but just creating memories for everyone involved with this event.
You know, Jeff, the neat thing, too, is we got involved with you, of course, with the Bass Fan Army, Skeeter Bass Fan Army, Skeeter Weekend Warrior Championship, and we brought down a few trips for you that a couple of guys are going to walk away with.
That's right. That's right. Terry, there have been some neat incentives added to the event this year. The Weekend Warrior Championship is something that we are very excited to be a part of. It's really an event that focuses on the heart and soul of our industry or of our business, and that's the Weekend Warrior. That's the angler that fishes on the weekend and has a 9-to-5 job during the week, but yet has that passion for bass fishing and spends a lot of his weekends and his off time on the water. So the Weekend Warrior Championship, the Bass Fan Army, we're just thrilled to death to be a part of. And it's something that we believe is going to bring a new element to the industry, and really looking forward to those events at I believe it's August when they're taking place.
Well, yes, it will be in August at Fort Worth, Texas, at the Cabela's store. Of course, you guys, national reputation, absolutely impeccable reputation, getting involved, really trying to bring the sport together. You know, you look at what we're trying to do here, and it's not about exclusion, it's about inclusion, trying to bring all these different leagues and all these guys that fish on the weekend that work so hard and spend hard-earned money on Skeeter product and other products that are out there, getting those guys engaged and getting them a way to maybe make a little bit of dough on the side.
That's very true, and it's a win-win for everybody that can participate, and where we can support our customers and those that support us as well.
Well, you know, Jeff, I guess I can't really do an interview without talking a little bit about Skeeter boats. And, of course, you know, you guys are a Yamaha company, but really, kind of an independent there when you talk about building boats. You guys have got some great products out there in the last several years, the design and all the neat features that are involved. You probably got a few tricks up your sleeve coming out with this new model year, I would imagine, as well.
Well, Terry, we actually do, and I wish I could give you some details to that, but I think our engineering and marketing group might be a little unhappy with me and announcing our surprises prematurely. But what I can tell you is that along the traditions of Skeeter engineers and development teams, I am as excited about this new model with your introduction as I have ever been about any new boats. We have a new product series that continues our heritage of innovation and performance product, and I can't wait for the model year to get here. You know, we've been working a year and a half and longer on some of these designs and product, and we think that what we're bringing to the market in a few months is going to really get the attention of a lot of heads in the industry, and we're just very excited about that. And again, it's can't stress the excitement that we all share at Skeeter about this new product that will be hitting the streets here in about 90 days.
Well, I tell you what, you can be guaranteed I'm going to call you back when you can talk to me about that. You know, another thing that we kind of shift gears on, your pro staff just doing a remarkable job, you know, whether it's FLW as an associate sponsor there or, you know, in the E50s, Mark Davis, you know, he's kind of the king of the E50s. Everything's going very, very well with your pros, too.
Jared, that is very true. We are very blessed and very fortunate to have the quality of pro staff that we have, not only fishing, but just, you know, the top individuals, the class and the integrity that they carry themselves with. Jay Yellis, I mean, what can you say? You can't say enough about Jay. Mark Davis, Alton Jones, you know, on down the list. We are so blessed. And, you know, when I talk with those guys, they're normal people. You know, they can definitely catch fish, but, you know, they are just down-to-earth, good people, and that's that makes us all so proud to see them when they have success. And not only, you know, are they successful in their careers in bass fishing, but they're all successful in life. And that's what really excites me, is to see these guys that can handle their careers in the manner that they do, and be an example not only to our industry, but especially an example to the youth, the, you know, those that, you know, are coming up, you know, in fishing and look up to these. To these guys, and that's a very important part of our business.
Well, Jeff, you know, it's kind of funny because good guys align themselves with good companies and vice versa. Good companies align themselves with good guys. No question about it. Your pro staff, your state team members, all the weekend warriors that are out there that purchase your product, they just have to be happy to be associated with Skeeter. I'm going to let you get back to the barbecue and all the wonderful things you've got going on, and thanks for spending time with us at Bass Fan Army Radio. At a live event, what a great deal. We're going to have some new things coming out in the radio business, and we're starting it with you, man.
Terry, it's my pleasure. I really enjoyed visiting with you and look forward to talking to you about this new product.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Army Radio, live from Alba, Texas, with Jeff Stone of Skeeter Boats.